Green Hills to City Centre Core Bus Corridor Preferred Route. Public consultation the 20th of March 20. Contents. Page 1. 1. Introduction. Section 1. 1.1 What has happened so far? 1.2 What is Bus Connects? 1.3 What are the benefits of this project? 1.4 Understanding the terminology. 1.5 Map of all 16 core bus corridors. 2. Preferred route description. Section 2. 2.1 Overview. 2.2 Bellegarde Square South to Green Hills Road, Bellegarde Square West, Bellegarde Square North, Bellegarde Square East, Old Blessington Road, Main Street. 2.3 Green Hills Road to Watkins Town Roundabout, Green Hills Road, Ballymount Avenue, Carmount Road, Battery Joint, Green Hills Road. 2.4 Watkins Town Roundabout to Dolphin Road, Watkins Town Road, Drimnagh Road, Crumlin Road. 2.5 Dolphin Road to Christchurch Place, Dolphin's Barn, Cork Street, St. Luke's Avenue, Dean Street, Patrick Street, Nicholas Street, Christchurch Place. 2.6 Key changes from the published EPR. 2.7 Key facts. 3. How to take part in the public consultation. Section 3. 3.1 General queries. 3.2 How to engage. 3.3 What happens next. 1. Introduction. Section 1. Page 2. What has happened so far? Between November 2018 and May 2019, the National Transport Authority, NTA, carried out the first round of public consultation on initial proposals for the emerging preferred routes of 16 core bus corridors across the Greater Dublin Area, GDA. During this consultation phase, 13,000 submissions were received in total. A consultation submissions report for each corridor is available to view and download on our website www.busconnects.ie. All of the submissions were reviewed and considered as part of the design preparation for the preferred route for each corridor. We have amended our initial proposals to address some of the issues raised in submissions, including incorporating suggestions and recommendations from local residents, community groups and stakeholders. We are now publishing the preferred routes for 16 core bus corridors and commencing a second round of public consultation. This document is one of a series of 16, each dedicated to a single core bus corridor. The document provides a written description of the preferred route from start to finish with supporting maps and includes information on revisions made, if any, from the initial emerging preferred route. The original brochures detailing each emerging preferred routes, published last year, are available to view and download on our website www.busconnects.ie. These brochures contain information on the process for impacted property owners, the project timelines and steps required for statutory planning application. 1.2 What is Bus Connects? Page 3. Bus Connects is the National Transport Authority's program to greatly improve bus services. It is a key part of the government's policies to improve public transport and address climate change in Dublin and other cities. It is included within the following government policy strategies: the National Development Plan 2018 to 2027, Transport Strategy for the Greater Dublin Area 2016 to 2035, and the Climate Action Plan 2019. Dublin is growing and needs a bus network that works for a developing city. The aim of Bus Connects is to deliver an enhanced bus system that is better for the city, its people and the environment. Bus Connects is designed to provide a better, more reliable and more efficient bus service for everyone. Bus Connects, the facts at a glance. Infographic: 230 kilometers of new bus corridors making journeys faster and more reliable. 200 kilometers of new cycle tracks transitioning to a new low emissions bus fleet. State-of-the-art ticketing system, cashless payment system, simpler fare structure, new park and ride sites and key locations. New bus livery, providing a common style across all operators. New bus stops and shelters, with better signage and information. Dublin area bus network redesign, creating a more efficient network with high-frequency spines, new orbital routes and increased bus services. 1.3 What are the benefits of this project? Page 4 Journey time savings. This project will deliver journey time savings of up to 40-50% on corridors. Dedicated bus and cycle lanes can significantly increase bus travel speeds and reliability, building a sustainable city and addressing climate change. Tackling the challenges of climate change is a priority for Ireland, and moving more people to public transport is a key component of the solution. Accessibility for all, more bus shelters, with seating where possible, new footpaths and better information at bus stops, will make using the fully accessible bus fleet easier for all to use, including the elderly and mobility impaired. Better cycling facilities. This project will see the provision of much-needed cycling facilities around the city region, with over 200 km of high-quality cycling facilities provided. Pedestrians and urban realms. Along each route, improvements and enhancements will be made to footpaths, walkways and pedestrian crossings. Funding and investment for local urban realms with additional landscaping and outdoor amenities will be provided. 1.4 Understanding the terminology. Page 51. Core Bus Corridor, CBC. Part of the overall Bus Connects program is to create 16 radial core bus corridors, CBC. A CBC is an existing road with bus priority so that buses can operate efficiently, reliably and punctually. This generally means full-length dedicated bus lanes on both sides of the road from start to finish of each corridor, or other measures to ensure that buses are not delayed in general traffic congestion. The bus lanes will be alongside segregated cycle lanes tracks where feasible, and general traffic too. Segregated cycle tracks. A segregated cycle track is a separate selection of the road dedicated for cycling only. This space will generally be isolated from other vehicular traffic by a physical curb. Where is it not physically possible to have segregated cycle lanes tracks, there will be the option of quiet roads and shared cycling on reduced speed roads for cyclists. 3. Emerging Preferred Route, EPR. The ENTA published outline plans for each of the 16 CBCs in a non-statutory public consultation process in 2018-2019. The options were called Emerging Preferred Routes, EPR, in some cases with multiple sub-options, to inform the public of the likely layout of the roadway with the necessary CBC infrastructure in place. They included possible impacts on front gardens, and likely changes to how traffic will operate to facilitate bus priority. 4. Preferred Route Option, PRO. Following consideration of the public submissions about the 16 EPRs, the core bus corridor proposals have been reviewed and amended. They are now being presented as the Preferred Route Option, PRO, and are subject to a second round of non-statutory public consultation. They are not final proposals, as they are subject to further consideration from the second round of public consultation and also subsequent examination in the context of environmental impact assessment. 5. Bus Gate. A bus gate is a signposted short length of standalone bus lane. This short length of road is restricted exclusively to buses, taxis and cyclists plus emergency vehicles. It facilitates bus priority by removing general through traffic along the overall road where the bus gate is located. General traffic will be directed by signage to divert away to other roads before they arrive at the bus gate. 6. Signal Control Priority, SCP. Signal Control Priority uses traffic signals to enable buses to get priority ahead of single-lane road sections, but it is only effective for short distances. This typically arises where the bus lane cannot continue due to obstructions on the roadway. An example might be where a road has pinch points where it narrows due to existing buildings or structures that cannot be demolished to widen the road to make space for a bus lane. It works through the use of traffic signal controls, typically at junctions, where the bus lane and general traffic lane must merge ahead and share the road space for a short distance until the bus lane recommences downstream. The general traffic will be stopped at the signal to allow the bus pass through the narrow section first, and when the bus has passed, the general traffic will then be allowed through the lights. Traffic proceeds as normal as the bus approaches. The light signal changes to halt general traffic. The level of queuing in the narrowed section is controlled, and the bus has priority to proceed when the bus has cleared the junction. General traffic proceeds. 7. Tauchon Crossing. A Tauchon crossing is a roadway crossing designed to enable both pedestrians and cyclists to cross the road with purposefully designed signal controls. 8. Quiet Street Treatment. Where CBC roadway widths cannot facilitate cyclists without significant impact on bus priority, alternative cycle routes are explored for short distances away from the CBC bus route. Such offline options may include directing cyclists along streets with minimal general traffic other than car users who live on the street. They are called quiet streets due to the low amount of general traffic and are deemed suitable for cyclists sharing the roadway with the general traffic without the need to construct segregated cycle tracks or painted cycle lanes. The quiet street treatment would involve appropriate advisory signage for both the general road users and cyclists. 9. Urban realm. Urban realm refers to the everyday street spaces that are used by people to cross, shop, socialize, play, and use for activities such as walking, exercise or commute to from work. The urban realm encompasses all streets, squares, junctions, and other rights of way, whether in residential, commercial or civic use. When well designed and laid out with care in a community setting, it enhances the everyday lives of residents and those passing through. It typically relates to all open-air parts of the built environment where the public has free access. It would include seating, trees, planting and other aspects to enhance the experience for all. 1.5 Map of all 16 core bus corridors. Page 6 Preferred routes. Llangrifon to City Centre, Swords to City Centre, Ballymun to City Centre, Finglas to Phibsborough, Blanchardstown to City Centre, Lucan to City Centre, Liffey Valley to City Centre, Clondalkin to Drimna, Green Hills to City Centre, Talla to Terenure, Kimmage to City Centre, Rathfarnham to City Centre, Bray to City Centre, UCD Ballsbridge to City Centre, Blackrock to Merrion Rings and to City Centre. 2. Preferred route description. Section 2, page 7. 2.1 Overview. The Green Hills Core Bus Corridor, CBC, commences on Belgard Square West at the junction with Cookstown Way. A bus interchange will be located in this area and will be focus for all of the bus routes in the Talla area, providing seamless interchange between bus services, Lewis and the town centre. From here, the CBC is routed along Belgard Square West and Belgard Square North as far as the junction with Belgard Square East. The CBC route is proposed south along Belgard Square East towards Blessington Road and Main Street via the existing signalised bus gate at the Technological University Dublin, TUD, entrance. It continues along Main Street to Green Hills Road, continuing along Ballymount Avenue, Carmount Road, and Walkinstown Road as far as the junction with the Long Mile Road. It is proposed to realign the existing Green Hills Road along an existing road reservation area between Parkview and Tree Park Road, and through Ballymount Industrial Estate by way of extending both Ballymount Avenue and Carmount Avenue to connect to Green Hills Road at new signalized junctions. From the junction of the Long Mile Road and the Walkinstown Road, the CBC is routed along the Drimnagh Road, Crumlin Road, Dolphin's Barn, Cork Street, St. Luke's Avenue, the Coombe, and Dean Street to the junction with Patrick Street. The CBC is then routed along Patrick Street and Nicholas Street to the junction with Christchurch Place, where it will join the existing traffic management regime in the city centre. Priority for buses is provided along the entire route, consisting primarily of dedicated bus lanes in each direction, with alternative measures proposed at particularly constrained locations. Cycle facilities are provided along the length of the corridor where practicable to do so. Where this could not be achieved, a parallel alternative cycle route is provided offline to the CBC route. Offline cycle facilities are proposed along Bunting Road, Kildare Road and Clower Road to link into the Grand Canal cycle route at Purnell Road. Opportunities for new soft landscaping and urban realm improvements will be reviewed with design development throughout the length of the CBC. The following paragraphs will describe each CBC section in more detail, identifying the key design revisions which have been incorporated into the design since the publication of the Emerging Preferred Route, EPR, in January 2019. 2.2 Belgard Square South to Green Hills Road, Belgard Square West, Belgard Square North, Belgard Square East, Old Blessington Road, Main Street. The Green Hills CBC commences at the existing roundabout junction on Belgard Square South. It is proposed to change the roundabout to a fully signalized junction with improved pedestrian facilities. Belgard Square West is intended to be a bus-only route not accessible to general traffic. The revised proposal now indicates an interchange that will act as the focus for all bus routes in the area. Between Belgard Square South and Tallaght West Broadfield Hall, access to and from these buildings and neighbouring developments will still be permitted from Belgard Square West. Bus traffic across Old Blessington Road will be controlled by a signal control priority. Access to and from the Old Blessington Road to Belgard Square West will be permitted. It is proposed to change the roundabout junction on Belgard Square North at the Tallaght Hospital entrance and Cookstown Way to a fully signalised junction to accommodate new bus lane and pedestrian facilities. The roundabout junctions at Belgard Square East will also be replaced with new signalised junction arrangements. However, the revised scheme no longer includes the change of the Belgard Road roundabout to signals, as the corridor now follows Belgard Square East. It is proposed to upgrade the existing cycle facilities and associated junctions on Belgard Square North to provide segregated cycle tracks to and from Tallaght Hospital. This proposed amendment may impact on the existing trees and shrubs along Belgard Square North and require localized land acquisition on a currently undeveloped site. From Belgard Square East, it is proposed to provide an alternative CBC route from the emerging preferred route, which diverts around Tud Tallaght via Blessington Road and Main Street to Green Hills Road. This route largely aligns with the existing bus route for the area and minimizes impacts on the existing Tud campus infrastructure and operational procedures. It is proposed to create a new junction with signal control priority on Old Green Hills Road at the location of the existing cul-de-sac, to facilitate bus-only turn movements to the RH119 Green Hills Road 2.3 Green Hills Road to Walkinstown Roundabout, Green Hills Road, Ballymount Avenue, Carmount Road, Battery, join Green Hills Road between the Old Green Hills Road and the junction with Maybury Road along the Green Hills Road. It is intended to provide one bus lane, one traffic lane and a cycle track in both directions, to accommodate the road cross-section. It is proposed to utilize land take along this section on both the west and east side of the existing Green Hills Road. This proposed realignment has been altered from the previous scheme to minimize impacts to the existing mature trees and the stone wall on the western verge north of the Tud entrance on Green Hills Road. This will require additional land to be acquired to the east of the road. At the Ayrton Road junction, the road alignment has also been altered to improve facilities for cyclists and to make use of space that has already been set back for future road widening. To improve the operation of the existing junction and minimize land take, it is proposed to introduce a right turn ban from Green Hills Road to the entrance to Harvey Norman store and a right turn ban from the Green Hills Road to the Hibernian Industrial Estate. Access from Harvey Norman to Green Hills Road will be maintained at the junction. Right-turning vehicles for Harvey Norman will be directed to the Ayrton Road junction. At this junction, vehicles will be able to turn right and access the Harvey Norman store from this road. Right-turning vehicles for the Hibernian Industrial Estate will be directed to the next junction, at Anelli Motor Park, where full access will be maintained. Between Maybury Road and Timon Lane, it is proposed to undertake major changes to the local road network. South Dublin County Council has identified this section of Green Hills Road for upgrade under their current county development plan. It is intended to implement some of these road construction works as part of this scheme. A new Green Hills Road will be constructed on the green space south of Birchview Avenue and Tree Park Road. The previously proposed arrangements in the EPR have been modified to provide improved traffic management for inbound and outbound buses. A bus-only arrangement is proposed on the southbound bus route that will allow this bus to use the existing Green Hill Road alignment and reduce the width of a proposed new link road. Tallaght-bound through traffic and Castletimon Road traffic will be routed through this new link road. The previously proposed Castletimon Road extension and junction will also be maintained. The existing M50 bridge crossing will be retained, however, it will present a width restriction. Having reviewed the expected operation of the corridor, it has been concluded that an additional new bridge is required to maintain priority for buses and to provide high-quality cycle facilities over the M50 in both directions. Additional land take on both sides of the M50 will be required to facilitate the construction of this bridge. The existing Ballymount Road Upper Green Hills Road junction adjacent to the existing petrol station is proposed to be closed in line with the South Dublin County Council development plan proposals for the area. Traffic heading for the M50 will be able to do so via the new junction and Link Road at Cadine Park. At Cadine Park, it is proposed to close Green Hills Road to traffic. Traffic will be directed onto a new road link connecting the road to Ballymount Avenue. The new road will tie back into the existing road networks at Carmount Road. The junction between Ballymount Avenue and Carmount Road will be upgraded from a roundabout to a signalised junction with improved pedestrian facilities. The bus route will be directed down Carmount Road. The existing road is intended to be widened to incorporate bus and cycle lanes. It is proposed to connect Carmount Road to Green Hills Road with a new link road. It also is proposed to connect the existing Green Hills Road to Carmount Road with a new link road through Carmount Avenue. Some limited land take will be required to construct a new roundabout at this proposed junction. Between the Carmount Road and Walkinstown roundabout, it is proposed to maintain one bus lane, one traffic lane and a cycle track in both directions, which will require some land take primarily along the south side of Green Hills Road. The previous design for Walkinstown roundabout was reviewed to improve cycle and pedestrian accessibility. A two-way segregated cycle track has been proposed to provide connectivity from Green Hills Road to the proposed cycle route on Bunting Road. Parallel signal control pedestrian cycle crossings are proposed on all arms of the roundabout 2.4 Walkinstown roundabout to Dolphin Road, Walkinstown Road, Drimnagh Road, Crumlin Road on Walkinstown Road between Walkinstown roundabout and the Long Mile Road. It is proposed to provide one bus lane and one general traffic lane in both directions. There is insufficient space to accommodate dedicated cycle lanes on this section of road. To accommodate this cross-section, it is proposed to utilize land take to west of the Walkinstown Road between Walkinstown Avenue and Kilnamanna Road. Land take to the east of Walkinstown Road may be required between Kilnamanna Road and Long Mile Road. It is proposed to introduce a right turn ban from Walkinstown Road to Kilnamanna Road. Kilnamanna Road will remain accessible from Walkinstown Road through Walkinstown Drive. It is also intended to introduce a right turn ban for right turning traffic from Walkinstown Road to the southern entrance of the Supervalue supermarket. To accommodate cyclists on this section of the route, an alternative cycle route is proposed along Bunting Road and St. Mary's Road, providing a quiet route linking Walkinstown roundabout with Kildare Road. It is proposed to upgrade the junction at Long Mile Road and Walkinstown Road to enhance pedestrian and cycling facilities. To enhance cycle facilities and reduce vehicle speeds, the proposed left turn slip lane to Walkinstown Road has been removed to improve pedestrian footpath frontage and minimize cycling conflicts with general traffic. Parking impacts adjacent to shop frontage on Long Mile Road have been reviewed, and the proposed arrangement will cater for safer parallel parking and a segregated cycle track. On Drimnagh Road, it is proposed to maintain one bus lane, one general traffic lane and one cycle track in each direction. To allow this revised cross-section, some limited land take from property between Balf Road and Kildare Road will be required. The junction at Kildare Road, St. Mary's Road and Drimnagh Road has been revised to provide improved cycle facilities. This will provide improved cycle connectivity between Drimnagh Road and the proposed alternative cycle route via Kildare Road. On Crumlin Road, it is proposed to alter the EPR design from 4 to 3 lanes and install signal control priority to maintain priority for buses through this constrained section. This is required due to the size of the front gardens and limitations as a result of the gradients from the road to the front doors of some of the houses. As a result, significantly less land take is required on this section of the corridor. The proposed arrangement requires the closure of Clonard Road and Bangor Drive to facilitate traffic management within this portion of Crumlin Road such that bus priority can be maintained. Access to Bangor Drive and Clonard Road can be achieved via Windmill Road and Old Country Road. Due to width restrictions in the area of Crumlin Road, there is insufficient space to provide dedicated cycle lanes. Therefore, it is proposed to redirect cyclists through Kildare Road. In order to improve local road safety on Kildare Road, it is intended to introduce a no-entry sign at the junction of Kildare Road and Clonard Road for traffic in both directions. This would prevent general through traffic. However, buses, taxis and cyclists' movements will remain unrestricted along Kildare Road. Eastbound traffic would be directed along Clonard Road, through Downpatrick Road onto Bangor Road. Westbound traffic would also be directed up Clonard Road onto the Old County Road. A change from the EPR design is that the route will now continue along Clogher Road, rather than returning to Crumlin Road. This will provide improved connectivity to the proposed Grand Canal cycle route at Purnell Road. At the junction between Crumlin Road and Herburton Road, it is proposed to modify the existing layout to improve the curb alignment and provide improved pedestrian crossing facilities. On the Crumlin Road between Herburton Road and Dolphin Road, it is proposed to maintain one bus lane and one general traffic lane in both directions. There is insufficient road width on this section to provide dedicated cycle tracks. 2.5 Dolphin Road to Christchurch Place, Dolphin's Barn, Cork Street, St. Luke's Avenue, Dean Street, Patrick Street, Nicholas Street, Christchurch Place between Dolphin Road and South Circular Road. It is intended to provide one bus lane, one general traffic lane and one cycle track in each direction. The previously proposed left turn ban at the South Circular Road junction has been reviewed and staggered crossings are now proposed to improve pedestrian facilities and reduce traffic impacts for a single crossing with increased green time. A new soft landscaping area is proposed on the southeastern corner of the junction to improve the urban realm aspects of the junction area whilst also improving safety. Between South Circular Road and RD Street, it is proposed to have one bus lane, one general traffic lane and one cycle track in both directions. It is also intended to upgrade the RD Street junction with improved pedestrian facilities. It is proposed to modify the Kevin Street - Dean Street junction to facilitate improved cycleway facilities. There is currently insufficient road width on Dean Street to facilitate bus lanes, but bus priority from St. Luke's Avenue will be maintained through signal control priority. Between Dean Street junction and Christchurch Place, it is proposed to have one bus lane, one general traffic lane and one cycle track in both directions. The cross-section has been revised from the EPR to maintain the central median and retain the existing trees. Some on-street loading bays will be maintained between Bride Road and Bull Alley Street. The junction at Christchurch Place, Winetavern Street, High Street is proposed to be realigned to improve pedestrian accessibility and frontage at the Peace Park to the south, and Christchurch Cathedral to the north. The intention of the proposed realignment is to deflect traffic away from the city centre towards High Street. 2.6 Key changes from the published EPR: a bus interchange is proposed on Belgard Square West to facilitate interchange between Bus Lewis and the town centre. On Belgard Square North, it is proposed to provide a segregated cycle lane in each direction. This will provide improved cycle access to the hospital from Belgard Road. The route of the CBC has been altered and now passes through Tala Village rather than Tud Tala. This will require the reopening of Old Green Hills Road to form a new bus-only junction with Green Hills Road. At Parkview, the proposed alignment has been altered to allow a northbound, right-turn lane to Castletonman Road and also to provide more landscaping space between the proposed road and the adjoining properties. The existing road will continue to be used for southbound buses and cyclists. Over the M50, a new bridge is proposed to provide continuous bus lanes and higher quality cycle lanes on Green Hills Road. The proposals for Walkinstown roundabout have been altered to include a segregated two-way cycle track around the junction. This will reduce conflicts with pedestrians and allow the cyclists to take the shortest route around. A three-lane option with signal control priority is proposed along Crumlin Road between the Health Centre and Clonard Road to reduce the impact on properties. To facilitate this arrangement, it is proposed to close the Crumlin Road junctions with both Clonard Road and Bangor Road. Urban realm improvements will be provided along this section. On Patrick Street, the design has been altered to retain the three-lined median. In addition, the junction of Nicholas Street and High Street is to be remodeled to provide improved facilities for buses, cyclists and pedestrians. The proposed alternative cycle route on Kildare Road is now redirected towards the Grand Canal via Clogher Road, along which cycle lanes are to be provided. 2.7 Key facts: approximate number of properties that may be impacted. 120 approximate number of designated on-street parking spaces that may be removed. 25 approximate number of trees that may be removed. 240 to approximate route length. 11.6 km approximate cycle route length. 11 km current bus journey time, up to 80 minutes bus connects journey time, 35-40 minutes future bus journey time without bus connects, 100 minutes plus 3. How to take part in the public consultation, section 3, page 8. This brochure provides details of the proposed preferred route option for this core bus corridor. These proposals are subject to a second non-statutory round of public consultation and subsequent design refinement and environmental impact assessment before a formal statutory application will be made by the Entatuan Board Plenula for approval. 3.1 General Queries. The project website www.busconnex.ie has a dedicated section for the Core Bus Corridor project. All previous emerging preferred route brochures are available on the website. Users can access the site to find out more about the project and download copies of the key documents. General queries can be directed to 1800-303-653 or by email to cbc@busconnex.ie. 3.2 How to engage. We are inviting submissions in relation to the preferred route options set out in this document. The closing date for submissions is stated on the website www.busconnex.ie. Written submissions and observations may be made by email cbc@busconnex.ie. Post. Core Bus Corridor Project. National Transport Authority, Dunskeyne, Harcourt Lane, Dublin 2, D02WT23.3. What happens next? Following the second round of public consultation, the ENTA will finalise the preferred route options for all 16 corridors. The scheme designs will be finalised. Transport and environmental impact assessments will be completed. This will culminate in the preparation of an environmental impact assessment report, EIAR, for the scheme together with details of land to be acquired. This will be submitted to Inboard Plenula during Q4 2024 its consideration and determination. A formal statutory consultation process will be undertaken as part of that process. Udras Nasi unto Lamper National Transport Authority, Dunskeyne, Harcourt Lane, Dublin 2, D02WT20WWW. Busconnex.ie. Project Ireland 2040. Building Ireland's Future.